Hare Krishna. So Arjuna has asked a question and Krishna is answering. So Arjuna's question is, O Krishna, which one is better, renunciation or work in devotion, yoga? And here, till now, from shloka number 2 to 6, Krishna has spoken something about yoga and something about Sankhya, that is, in the direction of renunciation. So basically, he has spoken about both of these. And he tried telling that, see, both are same, not much difference is there. And then he spoke on the lines of both of them actually are aiming at the same goal. But after speaking all this, now Krishna is going to prove that how yoga or work in devotion is superior to that of the renunciation. So we are entering a new section from shloka number 7 to shloka number 12. And this particular set that we are going to see, or this particular section that we are going to see, there Krishna is proving that how, firstly, how to do Nishkama Karma Yoga or how to do devotional service. And at the same time, he is proving that yoga is better than renunciation or sannyasa. So let's see shloka number 7. Yoga Yukto Vishuddhatma Vijitatma Jitendriyah Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma Kurvan Apina Lipyate. Now in future, anytime this word comes, Yoga Yukta, we have to understand it is talking about the person who is engaged in devotional service. Yoga Yukta. So Yoga Yukto, the one who works in devotion or one who is doing devotional service. Now, such a person basically is Vishuddhatma. So one is engaged in yoga and along with that he is Vishuddhatma, a pure soul. Vijitatma, one who has conquered his mind, controlled his mind. Then Jitendriyaha, one who has controlled his senses. So what about such a person? One who is engaged in devotional service, the one who is pure, the one who has controlled his mind, controlled his senses. A very important point is given. Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma. Such a person is very dear to everyone and everyone is very dear to him. And then the last line, it says, Kurvan api na lipyate. Such a man, even when he is doing so many different activities, still he will not be entangled. A very nice point. And here Srila Prabhupada starts the purport with this. One who is on the path of liberation by Krishna consciousness is very dear to every living being. And every living being is dear to him. This is due to his Krishna consciousness. Such a person cannot think of any living being as separate from Krishna, just as leaves and branches of a tree are not separate from the tree. So this basically depends on the vision of the person, the perspective of the person. What is the vision of the person when he is actually seeing each and every living entity on this planet? So a person who is Krishna conscious, he sees each and every living entity as part and parcel of Lord Sri Krishna. Like here the analogy is given, the analogy of the leaves and branches. So leaves and branches of the tree, they are connected to the tree, they are part of the tree. Similarly, all the living entities, doesn't matter human beings, animals, birds, reptiles, doesn't matter which category they are into, but they all are part and parcel of Krishna. This is what is understanding that a person in Krishna consciousness gets. How he gets this understanding? Because he is there on spiritual platform. And a person on spiritual platform, his vision is spiritual and he is able to perceive the spirit soul. And each and every body is actually driven by a spirit soul. And that's what he is able to see. So in this way, he doesn't make any distinction between anyone. He gives the right respect or he deals with the entities in a proper way, according to their stature. A very nice shloka, a translation of that Prabhupada is giving here. It is from Srimad Bhagavatam, which says, Yathātaror mūla nisechanena trepyanti skanda tatho bhujopashākaha pranopaharas chaitendriyānam tathaiva sarvārhanam achutejya. So here it says, Yatha tarol mula nisechanena tripyanti tat skanda bujopashakha. This basically means that The way when someone waters the roots of the tree, what happens? The water goes throughout the tree to different parts of the tree. It goes to the twigs, it goes to the branches and twigs and leaves and fruits and flowers, to every part of it, and it nourishes the entire tree. And so, and one more analogy is given. That is, prana upaharas cha yatendriyanam. So when the food is put in the mouth and goes to the stomach, so all the energy that is generated, that is distributed to the entire body, and the entire body is nourished. So who is the root? Who is the stomach? Who is the belly basically? So here the answer is given, tathaiva sarvarhanam achyutaijya. Achyuta, Krishna, he is that root, he is that stomach. He is that main entity. If that person is served, everyone else around will be satisfied. Because he is the root. If the root is watered, everything will be nourished. So this is a very important point, which a Krishna conscious person knows. He sees each and every living entity as part and parcel of Krishna. And at the same time, he understands, if Krishna is served and Krishna is pleased, automatically everyone else who is there, who is connected to Krishna, will be satisfied, will be pleased. This is the understanding of a devotee, a Krishna conscious person. Because one who works in Krishna consciousness is servant to all. He is very dear to everyone. Now, when he becomes servant of Krishna, he understands that every part and parcel, every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Then he doesn't act or exploit becoming a master, but he serves as a servant. He doesn't make any distinction. Forget about distinction in human category. He does not make any distinction between animals, humans and birds and reptiles and all of that, all the living creatures. So he considers himself to be Das, servant. And because everyone is satisfied by his work, he is pure in consciousness. Now when everyone is satisfied by his work, obviously, he'll receive so much of mercy. And he'll have so much of positivity around. And automatically, what will happen? He is pure in his consciousness. Because he is not having any duplicity when he's dealing with people. So it's pure, it's not contaminated. And since he's pure in consciousness, what happens? His mind is completely controlled. There's no ambiguity, there's no confusion, there's no duplicity. So it's very easy to control the mind. And because his mind is controlled, his senses are controlled. So who is the Raja? Who is the king of all the senses? It's mind. Manaha. So if mind is controlled, automatically all the senses are controlled. Because his mind is always fixed on Krishna, there is no chance of his being deviated from Krishna, nor is there a chance that he will engage his senses in matters other than the service of the Lord. This is so wonderful. So this point is very important to meditate on. Savai manaha Krishna padaravindayoho. So the mind is always engaged in the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna, meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. The mind is always engaged in thinking about how can I serve the parts and parcels of Krishna. So in this way, when the mind is engaged in Krishna conscious activities, thinking about Krishna conscious activities, planning about Krishna conscious activities, what happens? Automatically, the mind is controlled very nicely. And here, who is controlling the mind? More than the person, Krishna controls his mind, because Krishna is involved personally there. So many times people say, how to control the mind? Here is the key to control the mind. Always keep thinking about, how can I serve Krishna? How can I dovetail the current activity that I'm doing in service of Krishna? How can I do that? If you can keep thinking about that and get some innovative ways in which we can offer the current work in service of Krishna, or offer the results in service of Krishna, automatically the mind will become controlled. But then when we keep thinking about how to do better sense gratification, no one can control the mind at that time. Mind goes crazy, completely crazy, thinking about how can I do better sense gratification, how can I do better sense gratification. And it becomes very, very difficult to control the mind at that time. So for a bhakta, for a devotee, for a Krishna conscious person, controlling the mind is just like that. It's a cakewalk for him, controlling the mind, because he's always engaged in service of Krishna. Now, there might be a question that might be asked, saying, Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma means everyone is dear to the devotee, and the devotee is dear to everyone. But then Arjuna, how is he Sarva Bhutatma Bhutatma? He was fighting with everyone. So here it is given. Arjuna, while fighting on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, was not really fighting at all. He was simply carrying out the orders of Krishna in full Krishna consciousness. Now here, what is Arjuna trying to do? Obviously, he might be engaging himself in fighting. Obviously, after finishing the Bhagavad Gita, when he is ready completely, he gets into the fight. And obviously, he wins the battle also. But then, if he's killing so many, then how is he dear to everyone and how is everyone dear to him? Because here, Arjuna, he is not working for himself, for his own sense gratification. Arjuna is working for the pleasure of Krishna. Krishna has ordered and Arjuna is like, I will do it. Karishye vachanam tava. Oh Krishna, whatever you say, I will do. With that mood to give pleasure to Krishna is working. And since he is working like that, what's happening? Krishna is satisfied and automatically everyone else will be satisfied. And to go deeper into this aspect, when Arjuna killed all of them on the battlefield, it is said that since everyone who left the body on the battlefield in the presence of Lord Shri Krishna, all of them broke the cycle of birth and death. What else is needed? They attained the ultimate goal. So in this way, when someone follows the order of Krishna, nothing wrong can happen in the person's life. And same thing applies to all of us also. When we are doing devotional service, when we are following the principles of Bhagavad Gita, maybe externally sometimes it might seem, oh, maybe something wrong is happening in my life. Oh, this negative thing is happening in my life. But we have to be rest assured that Krishna is involved here and nothing wrong can happen. Seemingly, even if it is seemingly wrong, seemingly negative, in future we'll get to know that how this particular thing turns into or transforms into a positive thing. So when we follow the principles of Bhagavad Gita, when we chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, when we do devotional service, we have to be very, very confident that Krishna will take care because I'm doing it for the pleasure of Krishna. And such a person is never entangled in the reactions of work. Why will he be entangled in reactions of work? Because here the work is done for Krishna. Krishna will just absorb all the reactions of that work and the person will be kept pure. The person will be free from all the karmic bondage and he becomes qualified to break the cycle of birth and death. Now continuing this theme, what Krishna is going to do now is, here he said that, you know, he spoke about Vishuddhatma, then he spoke about Vijitatma, Jitendriyaha. Now Krishna is actually going to describe who is a Jitendriyaha. Who is the one who has controlled his mind, controlled his senses? How does he do his activities? So this is what he's going to describe in next shloka. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.